I'm Ken Kirsten, and this is my mini-scoop for the Nevada Globe, new IE group formed to support Lucy in Washoe County. 1864 PAC created to counter the Franklin Project as Reno race boils over. The Globe has been covering the surprisingly nasty Republican primary that's unfolding in Washoe County's District 2. The two-term incumbent Bob Lucy is running for re-election as county commissioner, and County Assessor Mike Clark is his challenger. First, Lucy led an effort to get Clark knocked off the ballot. Then, an independent expenditure group called the Franklin Project endorsed Clark and sent out a brutal uppercut of a mailer attacking Lucy on rather personal grounds. On Tuesday, a judge ruled that Clark can remain on the ballot. Now, the Globe can exclusively report that a new PAC has been formed to support Lucy. On Wednesday, Corey Henderson filed paperwork with the Secretary of State to create the 1864 PAC. Last night, political operative Randy Thompson sent an email to supporters of Lucy asking for funds. Her email relied on that most notorious of sins, being from California, in attacking the founder of the Franklin Project as a rich Californian who moved to Reno a few years ago and is leading those vicious efforts against many good Republicans. Ms. Thompson told the Globe, "This PAC is being formed to correct the lies being perpetuated by the Franklin Project's smear campaign against several candidates. I am not part of the PAC, so I don't have the specifics of funding and plans, but I support its goals to correct the record." The Globe has obtained the full text of the pitch mailed out by 1864 PAC, surely named after the year in which Nevada joined the Union, by sending a telegraph of the entire state constitution to Congress 9 days before the presidential election. The names of some of the other individuals mentioned have been redacted. "Dear Nevadans, many of you received an email from, name redacted, recently, where he expressed his concerns with a new group called the Franklin Project that is targeting Republican elected officials, especially Bob Lucy. The man behind the Franklin Project, Robert Beatles, is a rich Californian who moved to Reno a few years ago and is leading these vicious attacks against many good Republicans. I'm attaching a mailer they did about Bob so that you can see just what we are dealing with. A PAC has been established to support Bob Lucy, called the 1864 PAC. Name Redacted and I know and trust the people involved in this PAC, and they have worked expeditiously to get organized with a mission of supporting Bob. This PAC was not formed to make money. They are being very frugal with every contribution and maximizing the effort to get Bob reelected. This PAC will be delivering strong messaging that will include digital ads, text messages, and direct mail to a very targeted group of voters. They have assembled a strong team of dedicated professionals who understand the importance of this race. Name Redacted and I are working to help raise funds to carry out the campaign, and we're asking for your support to help us battle this vicious group. If you know of others who may want to help, please forward this to them. We're happy to arrange picking up a check to expedite the process, but if you prefer to mail one, you can send it to 1864 PAC. Please email Name Redacted, Name Redacted, or me if you have questions. Thank you for your consideration. Randy Thompson, Political and Public Relations Consulting." Washoe County has a population of just under 500,000. Each of its 5 districts has fewer than 100,000 people. The fact that there are rival PACs squaring off for a primary in one of Washoe's 5 districts has to be interpreted as a sign of a highly charged political environment. In 2018, the District 2 primary attracted only 7,937 votes. Lucy won over 57% of the vote and faced off against number 2 finisher Stephen Wolgast in the general and beat him 54-46. The number of dollars chasing what will likely be fewer than 10,000 primary voters in 2022 is shaping up to be a fitting tribute to a place known as the biggest little city in the world.